In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We were talking about Zach LaVine and his performance on Saturday night against the Miami Heat, 42 points on the game, 24 shot attempts, 12 of 24 from the field. What it is, let me see what it is, because he was cooking from beyond the arc. He ended up being 8 of 13 from beyond the arc. It was a crazy offensive game. A lot of people are talking about the comments that he made on his way to the team bus, but I could do this more if they give me the damn ball. Another, as we were talking about it, kind of reminded me of some other comments that he made, and that he has been adamant about making to anybody who will listen. In the post game.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I don't have the exact quote, but something to the effect of, we have not quit.
Yep.
We're not quitting out
here. The damn James Ham.
We are not quitting. We're playing hard, and that's the way we're going to keep approaching this thing. And Zach LaVine, hey man, he is such a confusing guy. Like, I can't get a read on Zach. But he has been consistent and adamant. I'm not quitting. I'm playing my ass off every night. What do you think when you hear him say that again?
So I caught that live, and I couldn't figure out who he's trying to convince. Us or him? He has... Man, you and I, this isn't a sports media thing. I think this is very unique to you and I. Mm-hmm. We are very careful about questioning like effort and intent, right? Whether someone has quit or people have quit or a team has quit or whatever. When we first said it looked like this team quit, we didn't like say that lightly. It wasn't said in the heat of emotion. It wasn't said like frustrated. It was said after like a conversation about that's what this looks like. Like they're out. Mm-hmm. Whether they're out on each other, they're out on the season, they're out on something. Because as you pointed out several times, you're not this bad. You could write up whatever you want to about Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook. They're not this bad. And some of the games that they had was like, y'all just aren't interested in playing. Him talking about, yeah, we're not quitting, we're out here fighting. It, once I got past the thought process of, did he mean that? Like, I immediately was like, I don't think he did. Like, I don't know if it's a line that he's saying. I don't know if he's hearing the noise and he's responding to it. And in the end, An hour later, I didn't think about it. I was like, all right. Hmm. Like, because my last thought was, you could show. You could show all of us. You cannot have another two-point game where you look this engaged. If you have a two-point game where you're 0 for 15, yo, that happened. Like, that literally happens. Mm-hmm. Doug didn't play you 18 minutes because you were one of five. He played you 18 minutes because you shot five times in 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. He played you 18 minutes because you looked this engaged. You don't have any of those anymore? Yeah, you could convince me. Right now, those are just words to me.
The more I think about Zach LaVine, the more I'm definitely not a psychiatrist or a doctor or anything else like that, but he seems to be potentially a fascinating case study on sports psychology. I think even if you're like, you said when Zach says something like that, he's trying to convince himself. Let's go with that.
I wondered. Okay.
You're right. You wonder. Let's go with that. That to me says he is, oh man, it's just crazy. I need somebody to break this down even better. But that to me says he's struggling internally where he's like for instance, if he's like, man, this is terrible. Down 12 again. This is whack. Man, the thought is they're down 12. He's quitting. He may actively be telling himself, man, this is whack. Nope, not quitting. I'm not quitting, which in turn, like, he cares. He said, no, I'm not going to quit here. I'm going to keep going. Or if you lose, you know, you lose to Houston, you know, by 14 and you're going, nope, we're not quitting. I'm going to stay with it. We look at the 2 points as he quit, but isn't him trying to convince himself or trying to psych himself up or do whatever, essentially him not quitting? In essence, because he may recognize like, hey, okay, I'm starting to slip a little bit because I'm frustrated or whatever, but nope, I'm not quitting. I'm really getting after it.
Okay. Perfectly fair. Mm-hmm. What would you call what we've seen?
Well, I would, there are two different answers. I'm not trying to be on the fence. That week and a half, that 10 days, I can't put it any other way than they got in those games and they quit on those games. Mm-hmm. They quit. Outside of those 10 days, I don't think they've quit.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And
the idea isn't, I think that they've just quit on the season. They're done. They get in a game and something happens and it's over. Like, it ends so quickly. And that is unique to that 13 day stretch where they were losing by 30 and 40 and repeatedly losing by these massive numbers. That a game would start, they'd fall behind, and then it would just end. And that is unique to that part. Like, I wouldn't even equate, that's unique to that part of the season.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that was about. That was about. On its face value, if you get caught up and like I said, you're trying to figure, oh man, we're down, and like your natural energy or your mindset is like to slump your shoulder, oh, we're down 15 again. Or perfect example, oh man, we went to Houston, we lost, I scored 2 points. Nope. And you snap yourself out. Nope. I'm not quitting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bounce back. Isn't that, by definition, not quitting?
Sure.
Like, just kind of work. It's more so like working through whatever you're going through.
But again, I'll ask, is quitting on a game is okay, let's change the word. Is disengaging in a game the same as disengaging in a season. Because I don't think that it is.
I was just about to say, I don't.
I think the disengagement comes when you get kicked in the face. Mm. And you get exactly what you just said. Here we go again. All right, come on, man. Let's just get a stop. Come on, man. Let's get a stop. Well, you can't get a stop. You gave up a three. Sorry, man. Let's get it back. Well, we missed the three. All right, let's get a stop, man. We're fine. It's only 15. Well, you just gave up a three. Then you turn the ball over. Now it's 21. Mm-hmm. Now Doug's calling timeout. Now you are walking to the bench with your shoulders slumped and looking down. Mm-hmm. And at that point, maybe you become disengaged. If you're a Zach LaVine type, again, maybe those four fictitious possessions that I just laid out, Zach LaVine doesn't touch the ball. Mm-hmm. It's DeMar, it's Domas, it's Keegan, it's, you know, whoever. And he's like, well, I didn't touch the ball. Now all of a sudden we're down 18, 19, 20. And I gotta be the one to dig us out of this. Whatever, man. Mm-hmm. And then you get through it. You lose by 20, 30, you lose by 5, whatever. And then you regroup and you start fresh the next game. Like, okay, here, let's go. And there was a stretch where it was like, God, just don't let these games start bad. Because mm-hmm. if they do, they're not going to come back.
Right.
So maybe we dead the word quit and use the word disengage.
And I think that was perfectly laid out by you, because maybe their problem isn't quitting. It's working through adversity. Maybe Zach, for instance, struggles with in the moment adversity and working through mm-hmm. that. And because it just stood out to me again. It's like the third or fourth time he's tried to make it clear, I'm not quit. We're not.
He's quitting. Alvin Gentry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's aware of it. With him saying that publicly and privately, To me, it gives off that he cares about that.
Okay.
Like, he cares if people look at him as a quitter or something like that. I've also thought about Zach, and I wonder, Zach, and I'm careful with guys like Zach of putting them in a box just based on what I see from them. Because Zach I don't want to say social anxiety or something like that, but he may not always know how to deal with being a celebrity. He's been able to maneuver and make it work, but maybe he don't deal well with speaking his emotions or his feelings publicly, or how to verbalize and communicate how he's feeling. So sometimes when that happens, people who aren't the best at that or can't verbalize it and get the understanding of what they're trying to get across from others, they just kind of shell up. And it looks like Zach often just shells up. Mm-hmm. He just kind of, hey, man, yeah, we're just playing. Mm-hmm. Because maybe not knowing how to express his true feelings in a way that people can understand it might bring a bunch of different problems. So he just said, I'm just going to do what I have to do to get through it. Or he could not care. I don't know. But, you know, I wonder about this stuff with Zach. Because Zach doesn't seem like a bad guy. So I wonder why he would.
He seems to have a very chill personality. He has a lot of similar characteristics to De'Aaron. Mm. We'll come back.
Kuminga Watch.
Oh, boy.
It turns out it's back. A couple of DMPs.
That's crazy.
And Mark Spears is on NBA Today talking about the Kings and Jonathan Kuminga once again. You'll hear what Mark Spears said when D'Lo Mukasey returned here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, let's get TC in here real quick before we hear from our man Mark Spears, the Hall of Famer Mark Spears, 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Shout out to our people over at Elk Grove Kia. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers, man? Top of the month.
What's up, man? Sun's almost down, bro.
Not Carmichael Dave, man. Come on now. TC, what you doing?
All right, TC, act like you've been there before.
Come on, TC, what you doing, Rook?
All right, now listen, I'm good. So
No. Hey,
he knows what he's doing.
Acknowledge. TC, okay. Okay. All right, TC. Go ahead. Real quick, TC. Dennis is out tonight. Dennis is out. Keegan Murray is available. That's from the Sacramento Kings. Dennis Schroeder is out. Keegan Murray is available. Go ahead, TC. That's directly from the Sacramento Kings.
Hey, now that was solid. So before we get started on Zach and then a couple draft picks, I want to ask you about Kenny D'Lo. You probably peeped them too. So before we get started, Ray No, Maxine, I like what I'm seeing from my guy. I know we all said he needed more work, right? But am I wrong? Is he kind of like Shangoon a little bit with his footwork and how he moves? His left bow can use both hands. He ain't just right-handed. He can do the left-handed hook. He can move like his footwork is kind of like Sangoon's. Only thing he don't do is all the flopping that Alper does. But maybe I'm moving too fast. But if you watch his game, he kind of resembles old boy. And if that's the hey, that's where we're going with Maxine, bro. We hit big. Also, Zach LaVine, bro. We all know you don't want to be here. We don't want you here, right? I was one of the biggest guys backing you up when you first came out here. Right, when everybody said, oh, the Fox trade, we got Zach LaVine. I said, bro, y'all act like Zach LaVine ain't a dude. Like he gained score. Y'all act like we just got nothing for De'Aaron Fox. Well, I was wrong, bro. I get it, the whole mental health situation, but this ain't that type of situation with Zach, right? The part is Zach doesn't want to be here, bro. He want to go back to Chicago. So we'll send you back there, big dog. We're trying to work a trade. So you coming out with these subliminals, your whole manner, your mannerism, you coming entering the game talking about we got to fill it. No, bro, Tristan Crick was right. you an empty stat dude, bro, that really don't amount to winning. What Scott Perry said about you, bro. He stood on business. So any Kings fan that really can't agree with how Denver got that back, have a conversation. Now let's get into the draft picks because I don't want to.
No.
TC. Oh, TC.
TC was a bit over the place today.
TC, you wild.
Hey.
Oh, man.
But I was on the radio. That's a bit. The fade up, the fade down, the fade up, the fade down. That is just epic levels of trolling from our man Jesse right there. Absolutely.
TC came in hot today.
Oh, yeah, very hot. Like, come on, rookie.
It's fine that you call other shows, by the way.
Yeah,
like no one was hating.
Nah, Dave is our man. Like, you just, boy, something about that fired him up.
He got turned up.
Man, goodness gracious. Okay, let's go to NBA today.
Let's do it.
This clip is circulating around King's World here. It's Mark Spear, and it's back.
Kuminga Watch.
Let's see what they was talking about today, Jesse.
So it seems like Jonathan Kuminga is saying all the right things. But
yes, you're right.
How big a deal is this DMP?
Free JK. You can see it in his eyes. He's trying to be professional. I mean, it's still several weeks away before he's eligible to be traded. And it just started off so well. He averaged 15 points and 17 rebounds the first 12 games. Then he got hurt just like last season after he came back from injury. Just doesn't mesh well with the Warriors. Obviously, it's going to be a couple weeks till he's ultimately traded, but I know the Sacramento Kings are still interested. They threw Monk at it before in the first, but I don't think that first would be available anymore. But now, Kuminga's at a number at $24 million where, you know, perhaps they could get a better player or they're going to have to get a bigger name player probably than before because of that number. So that will help the Warriors out.
So I guess the noteworthy thing from there is, it is no surprise that the Sacramento Kings are still interested in Jonathan Kuminga. We all knew we'd be here. Mm-hmm. Whether anything happens or not, it isn't the point. We all knew we would be here at this point where, at the very least, conversations were had again. The interesting part, at least what I think is the newsworthy part, is he kind of just casually says, you know, they offered him, they offered the Warriors, Malik in a first, and he just kind of says, yeah, I don't know that first is available for them anymore. Mm. And that's certainly a development in the Jonathan Kuminga Sacramento Kings story. And it would be interesting to see how many teams followed suit with that and didn't have any interest in giving up a first round pick for Jonathan Kuminga this trade deadline.
Do you think he meant that more so because of the Kings? Like with the Kings, the first round
pick. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What I'm saying is I wonder if other teams follow suit and see I don't think Kuminga's worth a first round pick to us.
I got you.
But yes, I 100% he was talking about the Sacramento Kings right there.
Man, I wonder what they would have to do to get the money to work, to match up. It feels like if the Kings are going to get into the Kuminga sweepstakes, it'll probably have to be some type of three-teamer. You got to involve somebody else.
Well, it seems,
because I don't know where you get that.
You heard. Now,
Monk and Devin?
He mentioned Malik because that was a conversation from earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't think there were. I don't think the way Mark said that, I'm led to believe that hey, what do you think about Malik playing well? Like, I just think he's referencing the deals, in the past, the discussions in the past, with the new caveat being that maybe that first round pick isn't going to be available for them. Mm. It still feels like the Kings want to move Malik Monk.
Mm.
I don't know.
Disagree. Not with you. Disagree with Scott.
Yeah, and so I don't know how appealing that is to the Golden State Warriors, which brings in your three-team option. They think, I believe the Warriors think, Jonathan Kuminga deal, it helps them land Giannis. It helps them land a big player who, and I mean, they're right. Like, the money works. Like, you pair that with, I guess, Draymond Green. Like, you could get virtually any deal in the league that you wanted done. I don't know that Malik or anyone on Sacramento, except maybe Domantas Sabonis, moves the needle for them at all. And I don't even know if Domantas Sabonis moves the needle for him. I feel like it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they care about him as a player.
All right. I wonder, you know, when the Warriors will stop doing this charade with Jonathan Kuminga, and maybe they have already told him, like, look, you're here for a trade chip. Don't think it's anything more than that.
Yeah.
Don't think it's, hey, we want you here. We want to make see this whole thing work out, or what? That's not what this is. This is, you're a trade chip. So don't get so in your feelings when you're not playing in crunch time or you're not playing down the stretch. You know what? As long as you know what it is, we know what it is. Mm-hmm. Should be all good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that conversation has happened.
I don't think so either.
He got a DNP yesterday. I think he got benched in the fourth quarter against
Cleveland.
They beat Cleveland too. Actually, mm-hmm. they won their last two games, but they beat Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Cleveland's a interesting early season story here too. He got benched, I think, in the fourth quarter of that one. He didn't play in the fourth quarter of that game. So, like, and I had the numbers here somewhere. He hasn't played in, for one reason or another, he's been inactive 8 of the last 11 games. Hmm. Again, multiple reasons, but still.
I was trying to figure this out. I don't know if it's going to be that easy because I just heard this on the fly. But I wonder what a Warriors, Kings, Pistons three-team deal would look like. Who on the Pistons would Golden State potentially want? And I only say that because maybe you combine that with the rumors that we heard earlier in the week, which are substantial or not. We're just talking, having fun with it, about the Kings and the Pistons potentially talking about Schroeder going back to Detroit, which they couldn't do directly. But I wonder if he can be – I don't think there's any – they'd have to trade him to somewhere else, and then he'd have to be rerouted to Detroit for him to go back to Detroit. So I don't think this Warriors deal would be part of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd want to do all that maneuvering.
What is Golden State looking for? Like if I mean, is it really in case – you can get in the Giannis conversation, in case you can get in the conversation with, you know, whoever. But I mean, would you try to trade for Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I would try to
if you're Golden State,
Warriors. Yeah, I absolutely would.
Need the $24 million. Mm-hmm. It's just for what? Like, what do you need the $24 million for?
$24 million to maybe go with some of the other young contracts.
But that's what I mean. That 20 from Draymond or 25, I can't remember which one it is. It gets that and pick a player gets you just about any player in the league.
Hmm.
If you're willing to do that, and you know his final pledge of loyalty to Steph Curry would have to go along with the trade, and then he could retire at the end of the year.
Would you have to? Yeah, I think you would. I was about to say, would you have to trade Draymond if you're using the 23 from Kuminga?
Well, if you're going for like that, like an Anthony Davis, a Giannis Antetokounmpo, like that, I don't know how. I mean, then it'd have to be Moody, Buddy. Yeah, you would need another rich contract.
Just not enough contract. Because I'm looking
that at only right gets you to like 40.
Yeah, Kuminga. Kuminga, Moody, Buddy, and Pods gets you to, what's this, 33.
And that's three players. Just 42. Trade Draymond Green.
Well, you still want Draymond.
Why?
Lakers want him. Lakers ain't trying to trade Draymond.
All right.
But, yeah, that gets you to, like, this is for argument's sake, 40, $7 to $50 million. Those four players.
Man, it's a lot. That's a lot of players to keep Draymond. Well, I guess four. It's four, and that includes Kuminga. That was really three. Yeah, I don't know. That seems too steep to me.
The funny thing about that
is though, Draymond 20 or 25. Do you have that in front of you?
25.
It's 25. Okay.
25.9.
So that's 49 million. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
If I'm, but I'll say this: if I'm Joe Lacob and I'm the Warriors. I love this guy the way I love this guy. I'm not trading Draymond. Draymond is going to be a part of a championship we're trying to win. We don't feel that way, but we also wouldn't have gave him $100 million.
Because it would ruin
his
Hall of Fame candidacy when they go win a championship and all of the nerds who said they can't win a title without Draymond Green, even though they won in 2020, essentially 2022 without Draymond Green, basically.
The Kings... I'm not Drew down, settle down. Not saying that this is the deal that the Warriors would take, but you could get to, and this would have to be a three teamer as well, you know, in certain cases. But with Schroeder, Saric, and Devin Carter, you could get to $23 million. Schroeder's 14, Saric is 5.4. Devin Carter, he's essentially 5. He's 4.9.
Yeah, the math works. That's about the only thing in that deal that works is math.
Yeah, and that's well, and see,
that does absolutely.
That's why I say the three team aspect of it. If you can find something, I just put Detroit in there. If you can,
and you say Detroit to get Dennis back to Detroit,
to get Dennis back to Detroit and get the Warriors somebody they would want. Because I don't think there's anybody
on and we didn't settle in on who that would be.
No, I mean, they wouldn't want to buy.
Or why Detroit would do it. That's the top team in the East.
Backup point guard. May feel like they need that. They loved Dennis when last year.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
So,
let's get back to the what I think is the newsworthy part of that clip from Mark Spears on NBA Today. That the first round pick that the Kings were offering in its protected form, for those that forgot, may not be available for the Golden State Warriors anymore. If Dunleavy called Scott Perry today and said, "All right, man, twisted my arm. Malik in the pick. We'll get this deal for Jonathan Kuminga done." You think Scott goes, "Nah, that's not the price anymore. You lost the pick. Well, we'll send you a second rounder. You know, we'll send you two. They're going to be 3 years apart, maybe 4 years. We'll send you 2 second rounders. But no, that first round pick, that's off the table. That was the summer. You think Scott does that?
Because
Mark didn't make that up.
Yeah.
He didn't pull that out the sky.
I think so for a number of different reasons. Once again, the price has changed. Number two, maybe not to Scott's surprise at all, but our situation has changed. And in the summer, maybe we were a little more willing to do something like that. Now I see
not
what's going on.
I wasn't. I never wanted to give up the pick.
I was
right about that. I never wanted to give up the pick.
I was not. I was like, man, because I looked at Kuminga. This guy's like 23 years old.
I said the same thing. I said, just trade the damn pick. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, no, I can't remember. I thought you did say it.
No. No, I said, just do it.
Yeah. So
shows how much you listen to me.
That's true. Well, I was getting confused.
How hurtful are you trying to be today?
With the handoff.
You told me shut up, bitch, earlier, and now you won't even. Man, what a terrible day today has been.
But
things have changed.
Don't do that.
Things have changed since July. Things have changed since July. Lord have mercy.
Man. So, I agree with what you said. Like, that's not the. We're going to have to do a whole different negotiation now, Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Call him by his full name, Mike Dunleavy Jr. That almost feels disrespectful. Hello, Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Imagine Scott Perry calling the words. Yeah, I want to speak to Mike Dunleavy Jr. right now.
I don't know why. It just feels so disrespectful.
Well, it's like anytime you ever got called by your full name and like me, like we're always in trouble, right?
It feels okay. Okay, we can take, well, like, let's take it up a notch. Let's do what we always do, just exhaust a bit. Hey, Warriors phone directory, I want to speak to Michael Joseph Donovan Jr.
Joseph.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as like, there's a problem here. Why did they call him by his middle name?
Oh, man.
Michael Joseph. Or would it be more, would it be more disrespectful to call and say, hey, Junior, it's Scott?
No, that would absolutely be.
Yeah, I know. Mike's got to drive up and fight you after that.
Hey, Junior, let's get this deal done. Oh, man.
Brother. Yeah, I don't know what the Warriors thought was going to happen. Maybe the Warriors ain't tripping at all. They knew this was going to be the case. Jonathan Kuminga maybe thought it might have been different. Or maybe he didn't think it would be this bad, where he'd be getting DMPs.
I think he had to have known. He had to have known.
And we did.
Yeah, I think so. I just know. Yeah, I just know he should have fired his agent, man. Sorry to that man trying to earn a living. Didn't he tweet something the other day? What's that dude? Did anybody remember that dude's name? I thought I saw a tweet.
Did the agent get him his money, though? Like, do you think it would have been different like the with a different money, agent?
Yes.
Like, he would have got traded?
Yeah, I don't feel like he'd be a Golden State Warrior.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the answer to your question is yes. He got him the money. But I also feel like the money was, like Kuminga got it. Like, the money was there for him. He was going to get at least that. Mm-hmm. And it feels like that's what he got. At least, I think there's a lot of flaws in the way that whole thing went. The posturing and the interviews about what you were going to take and what you weren't going to take and what you'd be willing to do and what you wouldn't be willing to do and what Jonathan would be willing to do. And in the end, none of it was true. The Warriors got exactly what they wanted from jump. You just didn't give it to him till the very, very end. Like, they waited you out. They, with all due respect, they punked you in front of the whole NBA. They punked you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. So this, I guess, is going to be a little bit different because Aaron Turner doesn't actually have to be involved in this. His agent, Jonathan Kuminga's agent, doesn't have to be involved in this. Mike Dunleavy Jr. and the rest of the general managers and front office personnel have to be involved in this.
I guess we got to ask this question again because the watch is back on. Do you think at some point,
God, it's only December 8th. He's not even eligible to be traded yet.
His eligibility is a different date.
Yeah. Is it January?
Yeah. I think it's like middle of January.
I think it's January. For some reason, I think it's January 15th. So yeah. December 15th and January 15th, but I'll get the exact day.
Do you think Jonathan Kuminga ends up being a king in the next 9 months?
9 months? No. Mm. And it is, in fact, January 15th. Mm. So two deadlines to watch, December 15th and January 15th. Mm. But my answer is no. I don't think he's a Sacramento King.
Man.
Do you?
I don't think so. I don't see the pathway to it, but I think the frustrating thing maybe for the Kings and for Kuminga is I think both of those two entities want it to happen.
Let me ask. Oh, I think so too. Does it matter? Like knowing the way that this season is gone and the direction it appears this basketball team is going, the direction it appears this franchise is going. If Jonathan Kuminga is traded to Sacramento next month or in 7 months, bigger picture, Does it matter?
I think it very well.
I think you were about to say might. You went with could.
Well, I was. The only reason I say that is the reason when I think about it, and I don't know if this is a good strategy or not at all, but it could affect how you draft. If you've got the 7th pick,
mm-hmm.
and it's either Koa Pete or Michael Brown Jr. If you don't have Jonathan Kuminga there, maybe you go with Koa Pete.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, like, all right, I got our 3 and our 4 taken care of. I need to go get a point guard. Some people would say that's not how you go about things. You just, if you got Jonathan Kuminga, you go get Koa Pete if you think he's the best
player
guy
available.
Mm-hmm. And that, sure, I'm with that. But I don't know how Scott looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that affects his team building scenarios and mindset if he has Kuminga on the roster, if he doesn't. So that's where I say it could potentially matter. If they get this thing done with how they want to build this roster out.
Okay. Would LaVine... I'll leave DeMar out. Would LaVine and Domas' presence on the team influence that at all? Like, it feels like Kuminga would be significantly more valuable, especially with the emergence of Maxime Reynaud, if one or both of those guys were gone. If Zach is gone, you have Keegan in a different position. You have Keegan, you know, potentially at the 3, Jonathan Kuminga at 4, Domas at 5. If Domas is gone, you have Max at the 5, and you probably got a little work to do. There's probably no situation where DeMar is here next year. Like, even if this trade deadline goes the way no one wants, there's probably no situation where DeMar DeRozan is here next year.
Two things for me on
that. But
it's
possible for the other to be.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect it because, number one, I think you mentioned him. DeMar is more of the hindrance to that lineup than Zach is.
Okay.
If Zach's still here, he's your 2,
yep.
Keegan 3,
yep.
Kuminga 4. And on the flip side of that, RIP, I don't see, not saying that you said this, but I don't see today Maxime Reynaud as your starting center. I still have him in a
I'm guessing role. Maxime Reynaud will start at center today.
Well, you're right. No, you're right about that. But moving forward.
But if Domas wasn't here, you don't think he would be?
He would be. The way I feel about Max right now, and you know, I've liked him since
I know.
I look at him more of as a backup guy
right
in
now.
This league. Yeah, that's how I
or
see
period.
Him right now. Yeah, he's starting right now because the starter is hurt,
uh-huh.
not because we're starting him because this is the future of what we're trying to do.
Okay.
That's how I look at Max.
Okay.
He can change my mind, though.
Well, he's going to get an opportunity to tonight when the Kings play in Indiana. That game just a little bit over an hour away, and we'll be with you. We are your pregame show here. Is James Hamm is set to join us. We'll get his thoughts on all of this. We'll take a look at a couple of other things that happened in the NBA over the weekend. We'll try to get a lot in over the next 15 minutes before James joins us here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Shout out Sky River Casino, man. I spent a lot of time in Elk Grove this week. We drove out to Sky River Casino, did some caroling. Katie and I drove back that night to do Ugly Sweater Bingo out at 32 Brew Street, which was sold out to the rafters with Wake Up Call fans. And then on Saturday, we drove out to Elk Grove Kia. And as we're driving, I'm like, yo, we're an exit away from Sky River. Man, we made that haul three times last week. That is a hell of a drive out there to Elk Grove and Sky River Casino and Elk Grove Kia, but it's pretty dope that two of our biggest sponsors are right out there next to each other. So we were talking about the EV9 that Katie named that we picked up over the weekend. And Elk Grove Kia, man, they take great, great care of you. It wasn't just me. It wasn't just Katie. Like, it was – that's how they take care of their people. And if you're looking for a ride, head out to Elk Grove Kia, man. They got you. In fact, I think we work with all of those dealerships out there. But that EV9 is bad. It is bad.
You got a black one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Black. Got the captain's chair, so the girls can't, you know, she's touching me. So we drove in my car to dinner once. It was the one time we all got in the my car together. We were going to dinner. So Morgan's in the car seat, Audrey's in the middle, and Abby's at the on the other door side, right? And like, we're driving in Roseville, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Katie's been like, we need this. I really think we should look at this EV9 or something with these captain's chairs in the third row. Something is easier when we all travel together. Like, we don't travel together. That's not that big of a deal. Bro, we weren't even out of the driveway before someone said, and I quote, "Get your finger out of my ear."
Oh.
I'm like, all right, y'all win. We won't do this again. And it's just one of the many times over the last year or so that those girls have defeated me.
It happens.
Yeah, it is very humbling taking care of young ladies because they destroy you daily. Yeah.
Just be trying to live, man.
That's it, man. Just trying to live. Just me and a house full of women. So LeBron James is washed. Scored 29. I saw the video of him talking to a fan. I don't even know if that was last night's game. But the fan was like, "Man, you still don't have no hair," or something like that. And LeBron was like, "Yeah, it happens." He said, "But you know what I do have? And I have plenty of it." And everyone in the area like responded, and he just nodded his head like, "Yeah, that's it." And it was playful, man. It was cool. LeBron scored 29 last night. That's the story for those who want him to be washed so badly. That's what they want to talk about is LeBron's 29, because every time he has a bad game, they want to tell you, see, it's happening. It's happening. The story's the Lakers are 17-6.
Yeah.
The story are this Lakers team is locked in.
Yeah, that was the game of the night for me, man. I wanted to tap in and watch that one. Lakers, Sixers, Tyrese Maxey, who we talk about, like Luka and Jokic, and Tyrese Maxey averaging like 32 a night.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. 32 a night for Tyrese Maxey. He's going crazy. So I wanted to watch that game, and it was just a weird dynamic. It was like weird energy that LeBron had that entire game. And maybe maybe it was just me, because it was like, oh yeah, this isn't his team. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest player to ever play the game, and he's like second fiddle to Luka. So, and he would make shots, and would do things, and it was like, damn. And even his expression until the very end, like when he hit the three and then a step back jump shot, even his expression was just kind of like business. Like, it was like, it felt like, I'm just here not to get fined. Like, I'm just here doing my job. This ain't my team no more. This ain't my thing. And Luka, to his credit, he's always trying to make sure everybody's involved, make sure LeBron's involved, felt some type of way. But it felt like LeBron, it was just a weird energy. I hadn't watched the Lakers in a couple of weeks. I only think I've seen one game when LeBron was back, and that was early on. So I expected more of him to just kind of fall back. But now he's been here for a while. And
I saw the first one, but I think he had 11.
And like I said, maybe it's me projecting because I'm feeling some type of way.
I think you are. Because, one, didn't Luka go crazy last night?
He did. He had like 35.
I mean, okay, I take
that
back.
Something like
that. He lived at the foul line last night. But he was aggressive. I mean, obviously, he lived at the – that means he's aggressive. I've seen a couple – I don't feel that way. I've seen LeBron in Luka play a couple of times this season. And I went back and watched the Rui game the other night that I was watching at Sky River. I don't feel like his energy is weird.
Luka played that game?
Luka did not play that game. Yeah, Luka did not play that game where Rui hit the three.
It feels like...
Did he?
No, he was gone.
No, he didn't play that. Yeah, because he just had a baby.
Yeah.
He didn't. His wife
did. And maybe it's also... Like, I watched that game last night. Once again, I didn't zero in on every single thing LeBron did. Felt like he wasn't even talking. Like, he wasn't talking. He was just there, playing really well, doing his job, but he wasn't talking. At the end, he hit, like I said, the three-pointer and then a step back, and he's talking to the crowd. He puts the crown on his head, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. That was like the first time LeBron was anything but stoic all night. And that's what stood out a little bit. It didn't feel like he was communicating, trash-talking, nothing.
Could it be the course? Well, communicating is different.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be the flow of the game, though? Like, that was a fight. Like, they were in a fight last night.
Mm-hmm. That would lend itself to more talking. If we fighting, like, if we getting after it, like, we talking. I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye on it, though.
I'm going to go to Synergy and say, hey, just pull up LeBron's body language. That's all. I don't care if he made it or missed it.
That's a stat category.
Don't show me. What is it? They have like a dribble drive handoff. Don't show me any of that.
Body language.
Don't show me his shots coming off screens. Just show me LeBron's body language. That's all I'd like to watch here on Synergy.
Yeah, he felt very stoic last night.
Interesting.
You know what also kind of stood out? Watching that game, I don't even know what the box score was. I was just watching. Paul George looked all right last night. Off the top of my head, he probably had like 11. But I was just watching him move. I was watching some of the things he did. Yeah, he doesn't get the same opportunities that he used to, so I don't expect the numbers. But
you got a couple. You got a couple hoopers over there.
You do. You do. But
he deserved more opportunities than Joe, though.
Well, Joe was
Joel was 4 of 21 last
that
night.
That was also another. Yeah, it's like, oh man, Joe, and then Joe be out there shooting from like all over the court.
Yep.
It's like, all right, man, you don't really have it like that no more. Get on the block. Get on the block and go to work like a 7'2 big man.
Nah, I'm just going to shoot from right here. Nah, okay. Let me step back here. Step back. Let it rain.
That's exactly what he would do.
Probably all he can do with his knees, though.
So I wonder if.
Like how physical and how much can you play in the post now when your legs don't even really have them anymore?
I think that's legs a fair ain't strong question. Enough no more. That's a fair question.
Paul George took 8 shots.
Mm-hmm.
He could probably take 2 from Quentin Grimes and 5 from Joel Embiid. Like he moved good. Not like MVP level Paul George, but
okay.
He had some moves. He was handling some step backs.
He said he moved.
I said, look at good. Paul George. Look at Paul George. Give him the ball.
So are you getting excited over a CNI single?
No, maybe I just had low expectations. I hadn't seen Paul George play this year.
Okay.
I haven't watched him play in a game this year.
Okay.
So that stood out.
And you watched that one beginning to end, so that's the first time you saw.
Yeah, it stood out like, oh, he's okay. That is Paul George. I was expecting to see something crazy. I was expecting to see something crazy.
You was expecting to see Travis Kelce last night?
Right. Right, but no, it was a good game last night, a real good game.
Yeah, Lakers won that one, 112-100.
Keep your eye on LeBron, guy. Just tell me.
No,
if we see the same thing.
I'm though. You know what's gonna happen now is like we're gonna watch and go, oh, you hear what Katie said? Oh, LeBron, guys, LeBron didn't look at Luka after the shot. Uh-oh.
And you know what it is? You know what it is with LeBron, too? Because when all this stuff was happening in the summer, I 100% believe that. LeBron don't have no problem with Luka. LeBron is not looking at Luka like, you stole this from me. I'm not cool with you. I think LeBron is cool with Luka. I don't think he's cool with the Lakers.
The Lakers, like.
Organization.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There will be no congratulations on Women's Day or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Women's Month.
First of all.
What was it?
Happy
first of
National
all.
Women's
that's
Day.
The killer. That's it. First of all. Oh, King. All right, man.
A classic. A classic.
LeBron James averaging 16 points in his. You know what does kind of make me sad, though? Is LeBron just because he sat. Yesterday was Sunday, so he sat Friday.
Mm-hmm. He missed.
He it's crazy, right? Is he the first player to ever miss an NBA game because he had arthritis?
I guess.
Like
arthritis.
Like did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ever miss a game because of arthritis? Man, he's probably not going to make all NBA again. Between I'm of the belief he'll play closer to what we saw last night versus what we saw in the Rui game a few nights ago. But or you know some hybrid of the two. But I think the Friday was like he's going to be on probably a limited schedule this year. And he, no matter the season he has, he's not going to accumulate enough games to be an all NBA player. Yeah. And the run that he has had is, I mean, I already think he has the most in league history. I think there's very few records he's left to break. Like I think he topped Robert Parrish for wins last night. He's 60 away from Kareem for most ever. He's obviously not going to hit that this year. But that all NBA thing is pretty crazy, and I don't think he can do it or will do it.
And even with all that, even with the injuries, even with the age, I mean, this guy is still a problem. Like, he's still a problem when he's out there. Last night, oh, he beat, yeah. I mean, Luka, yeah. Luka had a great game. LeBron put them boys away last night.
Mm-hmm.
There was times watching that game where I was like, I know they're going to run this through Luka, but they probably should be running it through LeBron right now, because he's still him. He's still him, man. So, next game, everybody can watch the body language themselves, because it's going to be on Prime Video as they take on the Spurs on Wednesday. That reminds me, what's Wimby doing? Like, we've been about 3 weeks, huh?
What was this? Was his timeline 2 weeks?
I thought it was 2 to 4.
Oh, 2 to 4.
I thought it was 2 to 4 calf strain.
I got to be honest. Those started raining down at such a rapid rate.
It did.
I'm forgetting like whose timeline. Because there were some timelines that were 10 days to 2 weeks. There were some timelines that were 2 to 4 weeks. Sactown Tony says Wimby just fully practiced yesterday.
Oh, there we go. Right, I missed that. Good job, Sactown Tony.
There we go. Our Spurs reporter, Sactown Tony, who's actually better than the Spurs reporter. So,
I think he'll be. Do I have the timelines right? He'll be back in time for the NBA Cup. Is that this week or next week?
That's. I feel no. Like that's this week
because there's a
yeah because there's no games
off.
The slate is blank starting the no.
Is Wednesday an NBA Cup game? I think it is. I think Lakers Spurs is an NBA Cup game. Now that I think about it.
Oh, you know what? Did they add the games to the schedule? Because they obviously have Denver.
Nuggets and Timberwolves are our games.
Yeah, Timberwolves are Sunday. Mm. So that game was added. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings schedule people who make sure to get on your calendar. They're in Minnesota on Sunday.
Yeah. So, yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's an NBA Cup game, guys. Sorry. Spurs, Lakers. Prime Video.
So Wimby won't be back. Well, I guess if he fully practiced.
Yeah. And that was yesterday, so that's about 3 days before this game on Wednesday.
Yeah. Remember when James used to join us right at 3?
Yeah, those were the good old days.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.